It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. And you know, all week long on Fresh Oil, we've been talking about adjusting our attitude, how that happiness doesn't come from merely having a good set of circumstances, but rather from making a conscious choice to rejoice in the Lord and not in our circumstances. Today, I want to wind up with probably the most important principle of all when it comes to maintaining a good attitude, and that is that God wants us to live with an attitude of gratitude. You know, in Luke chapter 17, the Bible records the story of Jesus healing 10 individuals who had a horrible disease called leprosy. Now, the story is found in Luke chapter 17. Verse 10 begins like this. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." You know, even though there were 10 lepers who were healed that day, only one returned to give thanks. And Jesus points out that this man was not even one of the Jews. He was a foreigner, a Samaritan, the people that the Jews looked down upon and referred to them as dogs. But this man, in spite of all that he had lost, maintained one thing in his life that was very important, and that was his attitude of gratitude. There was a man writing at the post office desk, and he was approached by an older fella who had a postcard in his hand, and the old man said, "Sir, can you please address this postcard for me?" And the man gladly did so, and he agreed to even write a short message on the postcard, and he even signed it for the man too. And finally, the man doing the writing said to the other man, "Now, is there anything else I can do for you?" And the old fellow thought about it for a minute, and then he said, "Yes, at the end, could you just put P.S., please excuse the sloppy handwriting." I'm sure you've met someone like that before. You know, Paul told the church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, he said this, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." See, friend, having an attitude of gratitude is really living life with the appreciation for the gift of life. Recognizing what the psalmist said when he penned those great words, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." An attitude of gratitude is having a mindset of appreciation, knowing that God has blessed you with even the very breath you breathe. In his book called The Life You Always Wanted, John Ortberg writes about a close friend of his named Chuck. Chuck was diagnosed with cancer, and after months of treatment, Chuck called to deliver the bad news. He said, "It looks like the cancer is still present, and there's not much hope." Ortberg writes that he went to bed that night saying to himself, "How can this be? There must be some kind of mistake." And then at 6:30 the next morning, Chuck called back. "You won't believe this," he said. "It turns out that someone in the lab had mistakenly switched the results with those of another patient who had not even been through treatment. I'm going to live," Chuck said. "I'm going to see my kids grow up. I'm going to grow old with my wife. I'm going to live." And for a few moments, Ortberg writes, "We just wept on the phone like a couple of characters out of a Hallmark commercial. Chuck told me he was filled with gratitude he had never known. And he couldn't stop touching his wife and his kids and hugging them. Things that had bothered him before just faded into utter insignificance. He was going to live, and suddenly He didn't just know intellectually, but he actually experienced the truth that life is a gift. We don't earn it. We can't control it. Can't even take a moment of it for granted. Every tick of the clock is a gift from God. Now, it's so easy for us to say, wow, this is easy for this guy to do because he had a happy ending. Pastor Keith, my ending has not been that happy. But listen, friend, God is God regardless of your circumstances. And it is so important that we give gratitude for even the smallest of things in our life. Ingratitude, you can't afford that. The cost of ingratitude is deadly. The first thing I've noticed about people that don't show gratitude is this. They don't have an attitude of gratitude, and they're never satisfied. No matter what happens, it's never good enough for them. Have you met somebody like that? Where no matter what blessing they receive in their life, it's not enough because they don't have an attitude of gratitude. You and I cannot afford to not show gratitude, friend, because the cost of ingratitude is a very high cost to pay. You know what also happens when we show ingratitude in our life and we're not appreciating the things God has done for us? It makes us more stressed out. We become stressed out, and we have a very low tolerance for people when this happens, when we're not showing God's gratitude. Because see, when we show gratitude towards God, we recognize even the small gifts that come into our life. We need to have a heart of gratitude. There is an understanding that gratitude isn't dependent on our circumstances. You can show gratitude towards God regardless of what you are going through right now. Even in the middle of the most difficult situations, you can find something to rejoice over. Don't be like one of the 9 lepers who never returned to say thanks. Be like the one who came back praising Jesus for his work of healing in his life had truly made a difference in this man's life. Now remember, the Apostle Paul told us to give thanks in all things. You might be thinking today, Pastor Keith, what do I have to be thankful for? Well, you have a lot to be thankful for. First, be thankful for the fact that God has given you breath to breathe, that he's given you food to eat. He's given you so many things in life that we just take for granted. I recently watched a remaking of The Hiding Place. And in her book, Corrie ten Boom, about The Hiding Place, she tells about an incident that taught her the principle of giving thanks in all things. It was during World War II, and Corrie ten Boom and her sister Betsy had been harboring Jewish people in their homes, and they were arrested and they were imprisoned in a concentration camp. And the barracks were extremely crowded, and they became infested with fleas. Now, Corrie ten Boom's sister Betsy told her, Corrie, we've got to give thanks for this barracks and even for these fleas. Corrie ten Boom looked at her sister and said, no way am I going to thank God for fleas. But Betsy was persuasive, and they began to thank God even for the fleas. You see, during the months that followed, they found out that their barracks were basically left unsupervised, so they were able to do a Bible study and talk openly about Jesus because the soldiers didn't want to come in, and the guards, they didn't want to enter their barracks because they would be blasted with these fleas. A man by the name of John Henry Jowett, a British preacher, says this about gratitude. He said, gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. Just like a vaccine will protect you from a disease that could break out in your body, so gratitude can protect you from the disease of evil that can infect our mind, the ungratefulness that can cripple a spirit and really render our spiritual walk to be void. Just like an antiseptic, a spirit of gratitude can heal even the most troubled spirit. You know, friend, people that have an attitude of gratitude, they take a different view of trials and hard times. Instead of just being all negative, they view it as God has allowed this for me to grow And now let me see what God means through all this. I've often said something you'll hear me say many times on Fresh Oil. Nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a great purpose, and God will see me through. This is what James wrote in James chapter 1 and verse 2. He said, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." See, it might be that the trial you're going through today, it might have come with a great purpose, and God wants you to show him gratitude for what you have instead of focusing on what you do not have. Take some time today to just celebrate the goodness of God. You don't have to look far to find it. God is good to us each and every day, and every day I can find something to give thanks for. Just say, "Thank you, God. Thank you for the people you've brought into my life. Thank you for the provision that you've blessed me with, the food that I have to eat, the shelter where I'm living. God, you have been so good to me." Psalm 118:24, I'll say it again. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I know you might be thinking, why should I be glad in this day, Pastor Keith? This day brought trial and this day brought heartbreak. Why should I be glad? You need to be glad because in the middle of it all, you have a God that loves you. In the middle of it all, you have a God who provides your every need. We're talking today about having a heart of gratitude. Your heart is your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And God wants down inside of our heart to be a constant gratitude, a constant giving thanks to God for all the things he has blessed us with. One of my favorite writers is Max Lucado. And Max writes in his book called The Applause of Heaven. I want to give you a few quotes from this. He says, "His hands are twisted and his feet are useless. He can't bathe himself. He can't brush his teeth, comb his hair, or even put on his underwear. His shirts are held together by strips of Velcro. Robert has cerebral palsy," writes Max Lucado. "And the disease keeps him from driving a car, from riding a bike, and going for a walk. But it didn't keep him from graduating from Abilene Christian University with a degree in Latin. It didn't keep him from teaching at a junior college in St. Louis, or from venturing overseas on 5 mission trips, or from becoming a missionary to Portugal." I heard Robert speak recently, Lucado writes. "He could have asked for sympathy or pity, but he did just the opposite. He held his bent hand up in the air and he boasted, 'I have everything I need for joy.'" You see, friend, we've been talking all week long about attitudes. It's so easy for us to develop an attitude of self-pity. It's so easy for us to develop an attitude of bad attitude, an attitude where we lack gratefulness to God. But I'm here today to tell you the most important attitude you can ever have is an attitude of thanks, an attitude of gratefulness, giving God thanks for all he's done. Here in the United States, we celebrate a holiday in November that we call Thanksgiving. And on that day, we gather around a table with turkey and lots of food mom made or grandma made, and we feast out and we give thanks. But I want to tell you today, Thanksgiving should not be a once-a-year holiday. Thanksgiving should be an everyday occurrence for the child of God, because God has blessed us with so much, and he continues to provide each and everything we need. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I hope you've enjoyed this week as we've been teaching on the subject of attitudes. And I so appreciate you joining us here on Fresh Oil. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and we're so glad to come to you each Monday through Friday. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois. and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.